It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and you'll be very happy that you call. Somebody will pray for you. If the number is busy, please call and there will be answering machine. You give your prayer request and we'll pray for you and your needs. We are concerned about you and your needs. As I said, we're doing this program to encourage you to do the same thing what I am doing and what other people are doing. Now here we're studying about Paul. Paul is in small island called Melita or Malta. And the people were there looking at Paul, and when the snake bit him, they thought he is going to die. He didn't die. Then they say, oh, he's a god. And then everybody start giving him a lot of respect. In that island, there was a man, was a chief. His name was Publius. And so he was the chief in that island. He invited Paul to his house. So when he went to his house, he saw his father was having high fever and was having dysentery. It's a very bad disease. In America, we have medicine for it. But in those days, they didn't have the medicine. And I saw so many people dying with this disease. When you have fever, not only that, dysentery with the blood. He was losing the blood. He had high fever. And he was lying on the bed. I don't know how many months or how many days. But these kind of people, they die very fast. Why? Because they get dehydrated. And in America and other modern countries, they will take them to hospital, give them IV, and try to give them life. But in this village or in this island, there was no cure. So Paul said, okay, I'm going to pray for this man. So Paul laid hand and prayed, and I believe he might have said in the name of Jesus. But as soon as he prayed, the fever left, the man got healed. And everybody came to know, because in the island, everybody knows everybody. That news went very fast. First of all, Publius came to know that the snake wanted to kill him, but God kept him alive. So he thought this man may be having power of God, and he can pray for my dad. And when he prayed, his dad got healed. Then this news went to everyone, and they start bringing their people sick and afflicted. Now, it was not like a one or two person. On that island, maybe hundreds and thousands of people. And they coming lining up for prayer. And the word of God says, Paul prayed for them not only 1 hour, 2 hours, 1 day or 2 days, continuously 3 days. It's a revival. Many people coming and getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. They are going and telling others. I think not a single person on that island didn't know there is a Paul, didn't know the people are getting healed. Everyone came to know. And that's why many people got healed. Not only that, when Paul was ready to go, he said, now I'm ready to go. So many people got so many gifts for Paul and his companion. Not only one gift, the Word of God says many, many things they loaded in the ship. And they were very happy that Paul could stay with them for a long time. And God did signs and wonders and miracles. These island people, they were not Christian. They might be doing all kinds of voodoos and all kinds of Hindu gods or all kinds of idol worships. But they gave up everything and followed God, followed Jesus Christ. I believe Paul might have given his testimony. Paul might have told those people how the dead man came to life. He might have said, God gave me grace to give handkerchiefs to people and they got healed. 3 days he was giving his testimony, preaching and telling others that God is a miracle working God. From this we know, even that this poisonous snake bit him, wanted to kill him, but God gave him supernatural power over that poison, over that problem, and God used him mightily. Sometimes people can get afraid and die with the fear. Some people hear the bad news, financial news, or somebody died in the family or accident. The listening to news, people die, get a heart attack. There was a man, two people were walking, and somebody got a snake bite in that area. And so these people are going, and there was a coconut empty shell. Somebody stepped on it, and he said, what is this? He said, I don't know, might be snake. And he just dropped dead. And when they found out there was no snake, the coconut shell. Point I'm making, people die with the fear. Paul did not have the fear. Paul was thinking, I'm a servant of God. I'm living for Jesus. I'm not dying. I'm going to live. When I got the snake bite, the man says, you're going to die. I said, no, sir. If Jesus wants to kill me or God wants to kill me, I'll die. I was very young. I was in my 30s. But I didn't die. I'm still alive. And so I am proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, telling everyone our God has given us the grace. Our God gives you eternal life. He wants to use you mightily. But He cannot use you until you surrender your life. There are so many Christians today. Some of them are namely Christians, mean their name is Christian, but no Christ in him, or no Christ in them. And so that's the kind of life we're living, and that's why other people, like a Muslim, or Hindu, or Buddhist, they look at these American Christians, or European Christians, or Indian Christians, and they look at them and say, what kind of Christians are they? They smoke, they drink, they gamble, they do all kinds of evil things, their dress code is bad, they do all kinds of evil things, and they worship Christ, and they're thinking their religion is good. We don't want that kind of religion. When I was in India, people start saying, oh, this is a foreign religion. We don't want this foreign religion. I said, sir, you don't know the history. Jesus Christ was born in Asia, not in America, not in Europe. He's my God and He's your God. And I used to tell them, don't look at the European, don't look at the American, don't look at the ordinary Christians, look at Christ. And they would say, who can live that kind of life? And I would give them testimony. I would tell them. I was like them. But Jesus Christ saved me. He healed me. He did miracles in my life. I gave up my job and everything. And I'm following Christ. I don't smoke. I don't drink. No tea, no coffee, no soda, nothing. I'm a living witness. Nobody forced me to give up those things. I did it. I thought this is no good for me. So I'm living for God. And so God can do the same thing for you. People come to me and say, oh, I'm a chain smoker. And I don't think God can give me grace to give up. I said, there's nothing impossible. I prayed for them. They hated the smell of smoke, and they are free. Same way, drinking a wine or liquor, those people got saved, healed, delivered, and they are not touching a drop of liquor. Same way, drugs. One lady came to our church, and she said, I went to another church. They prayed for me, and God healed me from the drug addiction. But he told me, you can have the smoking. I said, what God is that? Our God says, you are the temple of the living God. If you defile the temple, I will destroy you. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, he says, you are the temple of the living God. God, Jesus Christ, has purchased you with his own blood. Glorify God with your life, which is belong to God. So I tell people, if you claiming you are a Christian, then your life is not yours. You are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. You have no authority to destroy this body. Somebody says, oh, smoking is not written in the Bible. The liquor is not written in the Bible. Marijuana is not written in the Bible. God is much smarter than us. He says, anyone defiles the body, the temple, then God will destroy him. Every cigarette packet you will read, it will cause you cancer. Are the people listening? No. There are so many people doing so many wrong things, and you go and tell them, they don't listen. And when they get sick and start dying, then sometime they will say, pray for me. There were two people dying with the same kind of problem. One had two bad lungs, and one had one bad lung. And when the prayer was offered, the one man said, I'm fine with the one lung. I'll survive. Pray for this other guy. He had two bad lungs. So, okay, pray for the bad lung guy. He gave his heart to the Lord. He got completely healed, and the person who was one good lung died. What I'm trying to say. When the God is giving you chance, you take it. You say, Lord, I want to live. I want to live for you. People are thinking, you know, so much pain and suffering, it's better to die. That's why one man told me, you know what, I want to die tonight. I said, that's any fool can die. Why you want to die? And then he start telling his story. I said, sir, God will give you grace. He will give you job. He will give you a wife. He will give you everything what you want. Give your heart to Jesus. When he gave his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, he goes to his grandma's house and says, Grandma, you must be born again. The lady called me. She said, what did you do to my grandson? I said, what did I do? Ask him. And then she told me, he's completely transformed. He has a three-piece suit, Bible in his hand, and knocking at my door. I said, Grandma, you must be born again. Because she was not believing in a born-again experience. She was Methodist. The point I'm making, I don't care you're Methodist or Presbyterian or Baptist or Pentecostal or any other denomination. Not because you're born in a Christian family, you're Christian. You have to give your heart to Jesus Christ. All these Hindus and Muslims and Buddhist people taking advantage of nominal Christians, and they are saying, we can offer you better things because our religion is better. I tell them, Jesus Christ is the only one died for the mankind, and he rose again. He's a living God. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you'll never be the same. He gives you power and authority over the sickness and disease, over the sinful habits. And you will live a victorious life. We have seen in the Bible, as well as around the world, the people who are suffering and dying without God and without Christ, when they gave their heart to the Lord, God did miracles. Look at this small island. Why the shipwreck happened in that island? Why didn't it happen in the middle of the sea so everyone could die? It happened in the shore, so they were able to come out of the water. God wanted to save that whole island. Why God allowed that snake to bite Paul? God wanted to show these people, I have authority to heal the person, deliver the person. And when the man giving the testimony, the people want to hear. Wherever I go, I tell the people what God is doing in my life. Sometimes people sit and listen hours and hours. The point I'm making, our life on this earth is a blessed life if you invite Jesus Christ into your life. Without Jesus, life is miserable, empty, and with lots of sorrow and pain. But with God, life is happy, joyful, blessed on this earth, as well as in a future or eternal life after death. Then Peter says to Jesus, we left our houses, we left in everything. What are we going to get? Jesus says, you're going to get 100-fold return in this world. You're going to reign with me in a millennium. And you're going to be with me in eternal kingdom. What a blessing. God wants you to live for him, and he is going to use you for his glory. There are people dying just like a whole world on fire. What we do, if there is a fire in somebody's house, you stand there and keep on laughing and say, oh, look at this fantastic fire. What will happen? Police will come and catch you, even though you didn't do anything. They want to know how it started and who did it, even though you don't know, you didn't know. It's the same way. If you're not doing anything, if the world is on fire and you're born again Christian, God is going to ask you, why are you not doing anything? So I'm telling you, if you are a born-again child of God, start doing the things for God. Say, Lord, here I'm available. Use me. And I'm a vessel of God. God wants to use the vessel is holy and useful for God. I told you that Siva's seven sons wanted to do the same thing what Paul was doing. Devil jumped on them and they got wounded and ran for their life. If you are living in sin, you cannot do anything for the Lord. God cannot use you. God wants to use the holy vessel of God. How can we be holy? Jesus Christ came. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. He washed our sins with his blood. There is no soap available in the world can cleanse your sin. Only the blood of Jesus Christ. Somebody says, I don't believe that. Just receive it and you will know it. There is no explanation. Once you say, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ for my life. Wash away my sins. Touch me, heal me. You call, he will answer. The word of God says, call upon me and I'll answer you. Our God is a prayer answering God. And our radio program is called Jesus is the Answer. Our television program is called the Jesus is the Answer. So now we were studying the ministry of Jesus Christ. Especially we studied the ministry of Jesus Christ, the healing ministry. Then we started the ministry of Peter, the healing ministry of Peter. That we finished. Now we started the ministry of St. Paul, the healing ministry. They did so many other things. But I'm just pointing out the healing ministry. Now this is the last healing Paul did. He might have done more things, but it's not recorded. Book of Acts finished with this chapter. So the point I'm making, we got a lot of proof in the Word of God. Jesus did it, his disciples did it, and we can do it. Why? Because Jesus said so. St. John chapter 14 verse 12. He says, whatever the miracle I did, you will do also. And you will do greater miracles than what I did. Do you believe that? I believe it. And I say, Lord, I receive it. And when you believe it, you will receive it. Because God wants to use you. That's why I'm doing this program. Nobody's paying me. Nobody's forcing me. Nobody's telling me to do it. But I'm doing it because I have the burden that I want people like you who are listening. Those people should be followers of Christ. Now, when this healing ministry teaching is finished, I'll make this package available for everyone. Someone says, how many? It will be like a 52 DVDs or 52 CDs. Each CD or each DVD will be half an hour program. Now you calculate 52 DVDs or 52 CDs to make how much time and how much money it costs. But I will not ask anything from you. I would just say, do you want this? All these 52 programs? Just call and send the money for shipping and handling. And when you get it, what do? You play it in your village, play it in your town, play it in your Sunday school, play in the hospital when the people are sick. There are radio programs, there are DVD programs available. And I believe, according to the Word of God, Book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17, he says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let the people listen. Let the people hear. Don't take only my example. There are other people. You can go and search on TV and say, if there is any person did the program on healings and miracles, there are many doing it. And I'm doing always at least 52 programs. So if you have a television and if you want to do your own program, this can run for a whole year. And the radio also. There are people hungry. The villages, they don't get the messages. Even the satellite TV and satellite programs are there. But everybody do not have this. What I am praying, that someday I will have the DVD players and send it to the poor countries and tell these people, take this DVD player or take this video projector and tell others to listen. Village to village, the people who do not know about Christ. There are Christ movies are shown, but some of the Christ movie people cannot even see. They cry and they miss and they don't want to hear. But here I'm telling about what Jesus did and what Jesus can do. And so I am encouraging you, watch Jesus movie, watch, listen the miracle programs and tell others. We will be supplying these things free. And I have a desire, if you know the language and you want to translate in any other languages, just write to me and we'll give you the permission. Other day somebody wrote to me, they want to translate something. And I said simply, I said, write to me and I want to know if you are born again Christian. If the person is not born again and he wants to do translate for business purpose, then we are not doing it. We want person to be born again and wants to have burden to bring people to Christ. This is not a money-making business. Somebody say, oh, the pastor giving is free, let's get and just keep on doing selling business. It won't work. The Word of God says freely given, freely give. I'm not here to make money. I want to save soul for the glory of God. God is doing signs and wonders and miracles every day. And if you happen to come to church, the number is on your screen. The email is on your screen. The address is in your screen. Call and write. And if you come to our church, just ask me whatever the program you wanted. We'll give it to you free. I'm not kidding. I'm telling the truth. We never sold it, and we are not going to sell it. But we have so many projects to do. Without your grace and without your help, we cannot do it. But I'm just telling you, give your life to Jesus, and Jesus will tell you what to do. So let's pray. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, time is almost gone. I'm going to pray for you and your loved ones. Touch somebody. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every listeners. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free. Incurable diseases, you heal them. And let the people know Jesus Christ is alive. Touch and heal in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Just go and tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. Or try to do the things which you were not able to do before. God has started a good work and He is going to complete it. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.